Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. And today's episode I tagged it "Waiting You They Find for Sokoto Day Your Sokoto." I hear the rhymes. Don't mind me, that's a proverb. And if you're not a Nigerian, you might not know the meaning of this proverb. And it's also possible you're a Nigerian but you don't know the meaning of the proverb. So for clarity purpose, simply put, the proverb means what you are looking for outside might just be in front of you. You don't have to go that far in search of it. Yeah. So today I'm just going to talk about supporting our friends. Now, not just our friends, our loved ones, our family members. We need to support them. So we just live in this age where I won't really say people do not value friendship. I don't know, the social media technology has really watered down a whole lot of things. Yes, like friendship, sometimes you just find out that your friend, you guys know even people don't even chat anymore. You guys just keep tabs on each other via WhatsApp status. Anyways, that's a topic for another day. But I just want to encourage us to really support our friends. So beyond commenting on your friends' photos when they have a nice hair on, when they wear nice clothes, when they probably post their vacation or some sort of enjoyment, you just come and write under, you're looking good, babe. Where are you seeing this money, guy? Where are they see this money, guy? Says it's soft. Beyond that, you need to learn to support your friends' hustles. Yes, I said it with my full chest. So I noticed that, I don't know. Okay, because I don't really have a business per se at the moment. But I noticed that, and I'm sure it happens, people will post pictures. When you post a picture, people will like it, they will comment. But when you post your business, you have few comments on that. So today, I just really want to, you know, encourage us to support your friends. When your friends post their business, you know, your friend is selling something, your friend has the skill, your friend has this brand, your family member does this, please patronize your friend. Yes, that way you're helping to increase their wealth. And what's your role as a friend if you are not supporting your friend's business, if you're not there for them? Sometimes it might not just be a business, it might be a brand, it might be a blog, it might be a creative kind of business kind of. So someone might actually say, okay, I don't have money. If you don't have money, there are other ways of supporting your friends. You can repost what they are selling. Yes, you can repost what they are selling, post it on your contact list, on your status. You don't know, you might not have the money, but there might be somebody on your contact list that actually wants what those people are selling. Yeah. And to the friends and family members who have businesses or brands, you need to take your brand really serious, very seriously. So you wouldn't say, when I, your friend, I'm coming by from you because I'm your friend, you treat me, or because I'm your family, you just treat me as someone you know. You treat me like a normal customer. Do you get the point? Like, you will do what other customers do. What you do for other customers with the same excellence, because when you deliver a service to me, or probably something as something like sewing a dress, when you sew a dress for me and I put on the dress, when I go out, your work will speak for you. Do you get? And I will say, well, your dress is so nice, and they ask, who did it for you? I'm not really going to say, my sister. I might say my sister, but most importantly, I'm going to be promoting your brand. So if you don't do a good job, you are on your own. You get? And I also want to speak to our friends that have businesses with this regard. Understand your market. What is obtainable in your market? So people cannot be selling the same product you're selling at a standard price, maybe 5,000 naira, and you are coming to sell yours 9,000 naira or even 7,000 naira. Hello? It's not like there's any special trade secret you've put in that simple. It's the same thing. You don't expect me, because I am your family member, I'm your friend, to come and buy from you what I'll buy outside, the same quality, the same standard, for a cheaper price. I'll come and buy more expensive. I'll come and buy that at an overpriced rate from you. So we need to do better. Yeah. So how can you also support your friends? Buy from them. In case you don't, maybe when you buy from them and it's not satisfactory, right, you tell them the truth. Yes, tell them, okay, this is it, I don't like this, I feel you can work on this better. By the time you're doing this, you're helping your friends advance, and your circles are getting better, and you're also getting, you're also being in a better circle. How do I even say this? Yes. So basically, I hope I've driven my message down. You need to support your friends. Your friend cannot be selling something and then you're going outside. I bind every spirit of going outside, every outside spirit. Start from inside. Ide your shokoto. Yeah, guys. So please patronize your friends. Show them love. Support them. Do they have a blog? Do they have are they brand influencers of some other person? Give them likes, give them thumbs up, give them reviews. Yes, this way you're showing them so much love. You're supporting them. You don't know what it means to them. Look, we already live in a world with so much hate, and the best you can do is to actually show love. And not just showing love to outsiders. Start from your in-house. Start from your friends. Yes. So if the point you should get today is, beyond commenting on your friends' pictures, also promote their brand, promote their business. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. I love you. Till I come your way next time. Mwah.